Thank you. Today, the ocean of love has come to meet his children who are worthy to receive God's love. All of you to have come in your aeroplanes of love, haven't you? You haven't. Have you come in ordinary planes, aeroplanes, or have you come in the plane, aeroplane of love? Waves of love are moving in the hearts of all of you, is it not?
Our Sunny. Is Brahman Jivanka foundation?
And love is the foundation of this Brahmin life. So, when all of you came, it was love that pulled you, didn't you? Didn't it? Knowledge you heard only later on. It was love which made you love God, or which made God love you. It was love for God which made God love you. You did not even have in your dreams that you would become worthy to receive God's love. But now what do you say? We have become that. Love, the love is also not ordinary love. It is love of the heart. It is spiritual love. It is true love. It is selfless love. God's love makes your remembrance very easy. It is difficult to forget the one whom you love. It is not difficult to remember that one, but it is difficult to forget that one. Love is a spiritual magnet, a divine magnet, or a alaukik magnet.
Sane sahaj yogi bana deta.
Love makes one become an easy yogi. It makes one free of labor. If remembered with love, there is no labor felt, no hard work felt. You reap the fruit of love.
Sane ki nishane.
The sign of love is that the children have come from all four corners. The children have come from all directions, and in particular the double foreign children have come running from everywhere. See, you have come from 90 countries, and how you have come running to meet the Father. So, children have come from 90 countries. The children from this land are there. They are worthy to receive God's love, of course, but today, the double foreigners in particular have got the golden chance.
Aap sabka bhi vishesh pyar hai.
All of you too have special love, don't you? All of you have love? Yes? Do you? Raise your hand. How much? How much? How much? How much? How much? Can you measure it? Can you measure it? No, it cannot be measured. There is a song sung by you. The love is so much that it cannot be measured with the stars in the sky or the water in the oceans, because it is unlimited love.
yo sé.
Bab Dada has reached to meet his loving children. All of you children remembered with love. And Bab Dada, has come to you, pulled by your love.
Jaise is samay har ek ke chehre par
just as at this time the lines of love are shining on each one's face. Similarly,
ab addition kya karna hai?
Now you have to add something to that. What is it?
Sane to hai.
You have love that is fixed. It is there. Bab Dada too gives you the certificate that you all have love for Baba. But now what do you have to do after that? You have understood, of course.
Abhisraf.
Now,
underline karna hai.
You only have to underline. That we have to constantly have love, not have love only sometime, but the love has to be constant. The word constant has to be underlined. The Hindi word is sada. Your love is unbroken, of course, but there is a difference in the percentage. Although unbroken, but there's difference in percentage. Therefore, in order to finish this difference, what mantra will you apply? What mantra will you apply in order to finish this difference? What is the mantra in order to finish the difference? You have to become a constant great donor. You have your donation or charity should be continuous without any break. As you are the children of the bestower, you are also like him, world servers. As
Master Tata,
the father is always a server. Therefore, you too should not stay even for a moment without serving, without being a donor. Because your task is the task of doing world benefit. Which is being done along with the father. Along with the father, you too, you have made a promise, haven't you, that you will serve along with the father. You have made this promise, haven't you? Whether it is service through the mind, in the form of donating powers or giving cooperation through powers, giving the cooperation of powers and through words, donating knowledge or cooperating with not by giving knowledge and through actions, donating virtues and through your contacts. And relationships, donating happiness to all. And to those in your contact and relationships, donating happiness to all. You are the masters of unlimited treasures. Papa said the English words, you are the richest in the world. Your treasures are unlimited. and imperishable as much you will give away, that much they will increase. They will never reduce, they will only increase. Why? Because at this moment because at this time, at this moment, your brothers, your soul brothers in the world are thirsty of it. So, don't you feel pity? Baba's using the word pity on your brothers and sisters. Don't you feel? Don't you want to quench their thirst? Don't you want to quench the thirst of the thirsty souls? Aren't you able to hear their sounds? Oh, our gods and goddesses. Give us strength. Give us true love. Your devotees as well as the unhappy souls. Both of them. Need your mercy. So have mercy on them. O gods and goddesses of mercy, they are shouting, they are crying out to you like that. O gods and goddesses of mercy, have mercy on us. you are able to hear the call of the time, aren't you? And the time to give is now. Because when will you give again? When will you give again? You have so many treasures, unlimited of them, which you have accumulated. When will you give it to them? When will you give these treasures to them?
Last time,
will you give them only at the end when the last moments come? At that time, you'll only be able to give them a handful, that's all. Therefore, from all your accumulated treasures, when will you make use of all the treasures you have accumulated? Therefore, check. Make sure that you are making some or the other treasure be used in a worthwhile way. In this you will be benefited in a double way. First of all, when you make use of your treasure in a worthwhile way, the souls will be benefited, and along with that, because all of you will become great donors, you'll also be able to finish off all the obstacles. You will become embodiments of solutions easily. So there's double benefit. Today this obstacle came, to tomorrow that obstacle comes, and today this happened and tomorrow that will happen, or yesterday that happened. So you'll be free of all that, free of all obstacles. You'll be free of all problems. forever. You'll become free of all obstacles forever. Now you have to give time to finish the obstacles. You even work hard for that. And then sometimes you become sulky, you sulk, and sometimes you become enthusiastic. You'll become free of all that. Because Bhaktada does not like seeing you working hard or doing labor. When Bhaktada watches you and sees that you are working so hard, then at that time the father cannot bear. So Baba cannot bear seeing you working so hard, laboring so much. Become free of labor. You have to make efforts, of course, but what type of efforts have you to make? Do you have to continue struggling with your little problems and in this way making efforts? No. If you want to be free of all that, then become a constant donor. Become constantly cooperative. Amongst the Brahmins and also to the thirsty, unhappy souls, and for the unhappy, thirsty souls become a great donor. So be cooperative amongst the Brahmins and become a great donor to the thirsty and happy souls. This is the efforts you have to make now. You like this, don't you? You like it? What Baba said, you like that? Yes, those at the back. Yes. So you now have to bring a change. The same efforts for the self, you have done that for a long time. See, Pandavas, you like it? What Baba said, you like it? Yes? So what will you do from tomorrow onwards? You will start it from tomorrow onwards, or will you start it from right now? Right now? Yes, from now onwards itself. Make a determined thought that my thoughts and my time are for the world, are for the service of the world. In this, the self will automatically be served. You won't have to do it separately for that. The self will automatically be served. Why? Because when you will fulfill someone else's hopes instead of you will give happiness to the sorrowful souls, you will give strength to the weak souls, you will give them virtues, then how much they'll bless you. How much they'll bless you. And to receive blessings is the easiest method for moving forward. You may not give a speech. You may not be able to do big programs or many programs. Doesn't matter. If you can have big programs, good, you may do it. But even if you are not able to do it, doesn't matter. Use your treasures in a worthwhile way. You have been told earlier, is it not, that through your mind give the treasure of powers to everyone. Keep giving the treasure of powers through your mind. Through your words, give the treasure of knowledge. With your actions, the treasure of virtues, and with your intellect, you have to give the treasure of time. With your contact and relationships, the treasure of happiness. Keep giving and make everything be used in a worthwhile way. And when you make everything be used in a worthwhile way, you will automatically become an embodiment of success easily. And that will make you fly easily too. Because blessings of others, will act like a lift. It won't be like climbing steps, but that will become a lift. A problem might come, you finish it. Sometimes it may take 2 days, sometimes it may take 2 hours. This is like climbing steps. But blessings make everything be used in a worthwhile way and get success. This will be like sitting in a lift, and you can reach anywhere. You can reach the subtle regions if you like. You can reach Paramdham if you like. You can also reach your kingdom if you like in a second through the lift of blessings. You did the program in London, didn't you? Just a minute. So, Papadada says, just 1 second. Why 1 minute? Even 1 second is enough.
1 second.
In 1 second, you can climb in the lift off of blessings and rise high. The only thing you have to do is to just push the switch of the right consciousness, and you'll be free of all labor, and Bab Dada will make you feel that, and you will fly. So Bab Dada, today is double foreigners day, and therefore Bab Dada wants to see you first of all as free of labor and worthy to claim blessings. You will become that, won't you? Yes? Double foreigners have great love for Baba. Yes, you need more power, but your love is intense, is immense. You have done wonders, no doubt. Just see, from 90 countries, you have come. Each country is so different from the other. Customs are different. Culture is different, everything is so different, and yet all of you have come together and formed a lovely tree of sandalwood. One tree of sandalwood. You all come inside one tree. You have come into one Brahmin culture. Will you ever say ours is English culture? Will you say that? It is English culture. No, it's Brahmin culture. Those who think that we all belong to the Brahmin culture, raise your hand. All have the Brahmin culture, no other additions. So you all become one, haven't you? And therefore, congratulations for that, congratulations. That you all now belong to one tree. It looks so beautiful. If you ask anyone, ask someone from Africa, and someone from America, someone from Europe, whomever you may ask, who are you? What will he or she say? I'm a Brahmin, no? No, I'm not a Brahmin. I'm from UK. I'm from Africa. I'm from America. Will you say that? No, I'm a Brahmin. All of you have become Brahmins. So I'm neither African nor American nor English, but I'm a Brahmin. And we are one, and we belong to one. We have all become alike. We are all Brahmins. And we follow the dictates of only one, the supreme dictates, Srimad. You enjoy this type of life, don't you? You enjoy this life? Yes, yes. Or do you find it difficult? Hope it's not difficult, is it? So you are nodding, that's easy, yes? Very good. Bab Dada. Shiva me. what type of newness Bhakta da wants now. Whatever service you are doing is very, very, very good. It is, no doubt. For that, congratulations to you. However, what more addition will you do? You also have in your mind, don't you, that we should do something new. Is it not? So Bhaktada noticed that whatever programs you have done up to now, you have given a lot of time for that too. And you have done it with great love. Even if you have worked hard, you have done it with love. And even if you have given wealth for that, physical wealth for that, that will of course increase multi-million fold and will be deposited in your bank for the future. So actually you didn't really give, but you deposited in your bank for the future. So in the result it was noticed, it was seen that the work of giving message to all, the work of giving God's introduction to all that you have done in a very good way. Wherever you have done or whatever type of service you have done, now it's happening in Delhi, it happened in London, and double foreigners to call of time program, peace of mind retreats, all these programs, Bhaktada likes them very much, whatever you do. And keep on doing whatever more you can do. Keep doing that. But then, yes, through this people get the message, they also are pulled towards you, they feel the love, they become cooperative, they come in your contact and relationship too, some of them. However, the addition needed to all that is that whenever you hold a big program, in that, yes, everyone gets the message, of course, but they should get some experience. That should be the addition. They should get some experience. Because experience makes them move forward easily. Just as when you have call of time program or peace of mind retreat program, people do experience some experience little, some experience more. But then in the bigger programs, people do get a message very well, no doubt. But then whoever comes, you have to then do a follow-up of them. of those who come, and then they should experience something after that, because if someone gets an experience, he'll never forget it. An experience is such a thing which automatically pulls that one's intellect. So first of all, Bhaktada says, all of you who call yourselves Brahmins, you have so many different points of knowledge. Now, first of all, you become experienced in those points of knowledge yourselves first. You become experienced in every power. Ask yourself, have I experienced every power? Have I experienced every virtue? Have I experienced the stage of soul consciousness? Have I experienced God's love? To understand knowledge, in this you have passed. You have become knowledgeful, no doubt. In this, Baba gives you the remark that you are all okay in it. What is soul? What is supreme soul? What is drama? So you have understood the knowledge very well. But what you wish, however, how much time you wish, in whatever situation you are, in that situation too, you should be able to experience the soul power, God's power. You should be able to experience that. And if ask yourself, am I able to experience the soul power and God's power at that time, for how much time I want, in whatever situation I am? Am I able to experience that? Or is it sometimes good and sometimes not good? So, for example, you say to yourself, I'm a soul, and then again and again you come into body consciousness. Then can it be said that you have been able to use your experience of soul consciousness? The one who is an embodiment of experience, should be an embodiment of experience of every subject. He should be an image of experience of every power. Therefore, you have to increase your own experience too. It's not that you don't have the experience, but then the experience is sometimes. But Bhaktada doesn't want it only sometimes. When something happens, then it becomes sometime. So something and sometime go together. Why Baba is saying this? Because your aim is very high, is it not? When Baba asks you, what is your aim? What you want to become? And all of you say, we want to become like Baba. Isn't that the answer of all of you? That you want to become like the Father? And therefore, if you want to become Bab Saman, like the Father, then the Father doesn't say sometime and something. No, he doesn't say that. Brahma Baba, was constantly yog-yukt and ras-yukt, means he understood the secrets, and he was constantly in remembrance. He had the powers all the time, not sometimes. Any type of experience remains constant within. It doesn't stay only for some time. Therefore, become embodiments of experience yourselves in every subject. Become an embodiment of knowledge. Be experienced in this. Be yog-yukt. In yoga, experienced in this. Experienced as an embodiment of dharana, inculcation of virtues, also an all-round in every service, in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships, experienced in everything. Only then it will be said that you will pass with honors. So what do you want to become? You want to only pass, or you want to pass with honor? Because those who will just pass, they will come maybe later. They will come. But you have come before the too late board is put up. Even if the new ones are here, still it will not be said that you are too late, because the too late board hasn't been put up yet. Of course, the late board has been put up. You have come late, but not too late. This is why, even if someone is new, even now, if that one makes fast efforts, not just efforts, but fast efforts, then he or she can move forward fast. Because the numbers are not out yet. Only two numbers are out up to now. Mother and father, Mama, Baba, only their numbers are out. No other brother or sister's number is out yet. You may say, yes, Yes, the dadis, we have love for the dadis, Baba has love for the dadis, and but the numbers are not out yet for anyone. This is why all of you are very, very loving, sweet, lovely, long lost now, found again, children, most fortunate children. You can fly to the extent you want. It's all up to you. See, when someone is small, the father takes his hand or gives his finger and makes him move forward. But he will not do that to an older child. He'll tell the older child, you walk yourself. But to the younger child, the small child, he'll give his hand, he'll give his finger. So a new one can make up. He has the golden chance. But you have to do it quickly, because the too late board will be put up soon, and therefore don't, so be as quick as possible. So Baba is giving a signal. All the first timers, raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. All the first timers. So many first timers this time. At least 1/3 of them. There are more than 2,000 double foreigners, and I think. So congratulations to all of you. Congratulations to the first timers. All of you have reached your home, Madhuban. This is why Bap Dada and the whole family, whether they are from this land or from other lands, on behalf of all of them, multi-million times, congratulations, congratulations to the first timers. So you just heard that You have to make souls become experienced. Then if you give experience to people, then you won't have to tell them, come, keep coming. They will come themselves. Even if you tell them, don't come, they will still come, because they have gotten experience. Experience is such a thing. And increase your own experience too. As much your own experience will increase, that is, and also along with that, the more you remain busy in giving donations, donating, then the time which is wasted, or sometimes a lot of time even by the dadis have to be given in solving problems, you also have to give your own time, that all the time will be saved. Because you know the importance of time too. Because everything will happen suddenly. Many brothers and sisters think that let us get some signal. If we get a signal, whether when will destruction take place, 10 years, 20 years or whenever, just give us a signal. But Bap Dada has told you that it will happen suddenly. It will happen suddenly. Therefore, you have to be ever ready.
Fast gati karo. Swayam TP.
Increase your speed. Increase your speed. Make yourself worthy and do the same to others as well. It is good. Service in foreign lands is expanding a great deal. It is very good. So you have reached up to 90 countries. That is, from 90 countries you have come here. So increase it up to 100 at least. Well, centers are there in 103 countries, but 90 have come here. So Baba Singh, you have reached 90. Reach at least up to 100. So Ravi Bhai, the sound department brother, is being told to give the mic. I'm not sure to whom. Someone wants to say something.
129 countries.
Jayanti Ben is saying that Baba's message has gone to 129 countries and many territories, and officially, yes, 100 countries, officially 129 countries Baba's service has reached. It is very good. Baba heard the news of Africa service. In such a short time, they have done very good expansion. In such a short time, it is very good. Bap Dada feels very happy that to know that you are all merciful souls. You have love for souls. And see where all the children have reached. You have gone into other religions too, and also see what has happened to your family members who are scattered everywhere, and you have to now look for them, you have to find them. So you are doing very good. There is there is a Mela in Delhi at this time, but it is in a new form, and because it's done in a new way, people are having a lot of interest.
London ka program bhi.
The program of London also was very good. And so many people got the message. Now whatever addresses you have got of theirs, you need to contact them. From those addresses, in whichever program they are coming or now. So you should make them write their address and phone number and keep them in different places, 8 to 10 places. Because only then you can do a follow-up. You can invite them, give them time, and then you'll be able to make them move forward. Because the bugle of time will blow any time. It will happen all of a sudden. And before that, you have to give benefit to your brothers and sisters, is it not? You feel sorry for them, don't you? Now, do not waste your time in little matters, trivial matters, trivial matters. See, just like if a fly comes or something, you know, an ant comes, anything comes, you don't allow it to stay there, do you? You just whisk it away. You blow it away, don't you? Or do you say, okay, wait, sit. No. So what are these problems like? With little problems, they are like mosquitoes and flies. You should just drive them away immediately. Their work is to come. Maya will not leave the job of coming. But Brahmins should drive them away quickly, but they, Brahmins, take a little bit time sometimes in driving them away. Driving Maya's different forms away. Vaptada. Also, Vaptada saw what transformation many countries have brought in themselves. So whatever transformation you have brought and you have written all that, for that congratulations, no doubt. However, but let it become imperishable. It shouldn't be that for some or the other small reason, the transformation again reverses. No, take the blessing of immortality. Whatever transformation you have done, Baba heard all that. Some of you have done very good transformation. But always, never forget the word always. Never forget this word always, sada. Because Maya too is listening. That hearing, Baba hearing you, that you are making promise, so Maya is also alert. She's watching you. But you are conquerors of Maya, aren't you? You are conquerors of Maya. Only then you will be able to become conquerors of the world, won't you? So, whenever Maya comes at that time, say, Maya's work may be to come, but my work, my task is to drive it away. Maya is teaching you that I will not stop coming, but you also should not stop driving me away. So, Maya is teaching you a lesson. Therefore, can't you drive away these small mosquitoes and flies? Can you not stop them from coming? Can you not drive them away? In front of your perfect stage, what are these small things? So, Hiluven is telling Baba that they are going to show Dadi in this. So, see Dadi is visible. Baba can see Dadi on the TV. She is smiling so sweetly. Dadiji is waving to all. So there's a video conferencing. Dadi is in front of Baba and Baba is watching her. Dadi is watching Baba. She's in Bombay. And she waved to Dadi. Yes, Dadi will be able to see your hands. She'll be able to see you waving. Yes. Dadi is seeing everyone. Everyone's in the audience waving to Dadiji. Now, Dadi is hearing what Baba is saying. Dadi has played the more part than even Brahma Baba, the part of serving more than what Brahma Baba played in the in corporeal form. So she's a special hero actor. Actually, Brahma Baba played the part for 33 years in corporeal form, and now it's over 37 years. And Moini Ben is telling Dadiji, Dadi, Baba is speaking to you. And Dadi, you say something to Baba. Everyone, Dadi, say something.
Bharat ka Diwali ye tyohar sare Bharatwasi manate hain.
Hai.
Kyunki iska naam hi hai khushiyon ki Diwali.
So you are all celebrating Diwali with Baba. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations. Congratulations. Double foreigners. Congratulations to all of you. Congratulations. So it's your first turn, double foreigners meeting Bap Dada, and your first Diwali with Baba are you celebrating. See, So special love and remembrance to all the double foreigners. So this is a practical Diwali, is it not? All of you enkindled lamps are lit, and Dadi is able to see you as enkindled lamps and is remembering Diwali. See, it looks so lovely, doesn't it? Each one's lamp light is being lit in its forehead, on its forehead. So all of you are the living lamps. You are in the imperishable lamps. So that is saying Baba, Baba, Baba. Everybody is remembering Baba.
Baba.
I'm remembering Baba a lot, Daddy is saying. I'm remembering Baba a lot, Daddy is saying. Daddy will come back soon, Baba is saying. Daddy will come back soon. It is good, Baba is saying. See, however much the physical illness may be, but Dadi doesn't have any feeling of pain, nothing whatsoever. So it's not any illness at all. Whenever you see Dadi, she is like a hero actor, smiling away, sitting in peace, a goddess of peace. That's what she is. She will come back soon and will come and meet you. Okay, what is to be done next? That is. Daddy is saying, Baba, I am remembering you very much. Daddy goes into silence. Daddy is saying she is remembering Baba very much. She is remembering all the children very much. So Daddy is watching Baba in the hospital.
Jam ka group hai. Just a minute.
So there's a group of the Jam program, just a minute program. Stand up, all those of the Jam group. Jam group, all those, please stand up.
London mein jo program hua tha. just a minute.
So, Baba Singh, very good. It was a good speciality that you could contact other countries too in this program. Other countries participated in this program, and they also saw. So this was something new. This was something new. And you can refine it more, and at the same time, in all countries, the same type of service takes place. So this will continue to be refined and expand, so that people will come to know that this one sound is spread in everywhere. So all of you worked very hard, did it very well from your heart, and the speciality of London was that with a big heart, a generous heart, without any other thought, you did this program. So congratulations, congratulations. When any program is done with a big heart, a generous heart, then it takes place in a very good way. How it will happen, what will happen, all that, if these questions arise, then it may not be that way. But then I have to do it, it will happen, there will be success, success is my birthright. So these thoughts should come. So this was a good result because you did it with that determination. Although it was first time, but then it was done in a very generous way. So London, of course, has a very generous heart anyway. And it was first time done by London. Janak child has a big heart, number one in having a big heart, generous heart. Dadi Janki is saying, you know, she's holding her fist and saying, yes. So she doesn't think why, how, what, no, she doesn't say that. And it happens because she has a big heart. Everyone must have noticed that everything happens so easily. Bab Dada heard that, on the contrary, compared to the expense, there was more saving. On the contrary, the saving took place, expense was less compared to the saving. So this is because of having a generous heart. So whenever you have a program, first do it with a big heart, then you will definitely get success. So congratulations to you. Because of your generous heart and because of the big program you did. And of course it will get refined more and more. Additions will continue. Now you have to do a follow-up. All those who came, at least from them, those in your contact and relationship, they should come and become students. They will become. Daddy is saying something. And Daddy is saying that Mohini Ben of New York also helped a great deal. Mohini Ben did wonders. In the heart-to-heart conversation program which was held in Oxford, you know, with the VIP guests, that was very good. Mohini Ben helped a great deal. Yes, everyone worked hard. All of them worked together. Very good. The power of the gathering can do wonders. Therefore, because you did it in a gathering form, and therefore you got success and you will continue to get success. You didn't get any tiredness, did you? You didn't feel tired, did you? No, on the contrary, you were more happy when you saw that there was so much splendor in the gathering, all the 12,000 people who came. So Baba is thinking of that scene. Congratulations once again. Now after this, the IT group. IT group, please stand up. About 70 of them, some from India and the others from abroad. It's good. IT group, but they are all standing. It's because of your task. Everywhere the news goes very easily, and that makes everyone so happy because it's a family, you know. So in the family, when they get news of each other, they are so happy. You have done a very good task. Your work was going on, but now you have come together in a gathering, and according to the rules and regulations, you are doing the work and expanding. This is something good, very good, whatever you have done, and you have done it and you have expanded it. Of course, there will be opposition in it too, but then you remain in your position. You are determined in your position, then the opposition will finish. Only when there's opposition will you get the enthusiasm to do this, to do this, to do that. So, opposition will help you to increase your position. And you have been getting success, and you will continue to get success more and more. This is destined. So let anything happen. Never be afraid, because success is with you. In spite of all the opposition, the success is not with the opposition, it is with you. It's good. Each country is doing it very well. We are making good systems. And Mohini Ben is in charge of the IT group. She is taking care of everything. Yeah, it's good that someone becomes instrument. and then everything is done in an orderly way. Yes, it's good you have taken the courage and taken this up, this project up. It's very good. So congratulations to this one also. Everyone, Sister Wadi is there and so many others. Babdada keeps getting the news of every country, how you hold meetings, how you make plans for the future. Babdada keeps getting the news. This is why congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. You want to say anything? You may sit down. Now the RCO group is here. All of our senior sisters of the RCO group.
Moini Ben, Dr. Nirmala, Sudesh Ben, Chakradari Ben, Vedanti Ben, Chandra Ben, Mauritius, Chinti Ben.
So all the seniors, RCOs are here.
Regional coordinator.
And the brothers too. Ken Bhai, please stand up. Ken Bhai, Charlie Bhai. All from the RCO group, the brothers. Ken Bhai, Charlie Bhai, Chris Bhai. You are the planning committee. Those of a planning intellect. Souls with a planning intellect. You keep making new plans. Expansion in service everywhere, and also how the expansion should take place among the Brahmins, what is the method for that, you come together and have meetings, it's very good. Bab Dada receives the message instantly. At that very moment, Baba switches on the switch of the TV and Baba is able to hear whatever you all are speaking. So Bab Dada likes it. How you all come together, you make plans, programs, and then bring them into a practical form. So you make good efforts for that. So keep on progressing. You are to progress. It will continue to progress, and success is the garland around your neck, around the neck of the children. Very good. So when the main ones come together and then the plans are also made in that way, very good plans are made when the main ones come together, then those of all countries come together. Okay, very good. Keep moving forward, keep flying. Baba is blessing the RCA group. Keep moving forward, keep flying. And there are other sisters also for service. They too can stand up in front of Baba. Meera Ben, Bhavna Ben, all the other teachers.
Jyoti Ben, Jemni, Kusum Ben, Hansa Ben, Praveena Ben, Mani Ben, Wadi Ben, Maureen Ben, Maureen UK, or Maureen Australia, Meera Spain, Mora from Argentina, Chandra from Chandra.
So all these
Chandra from
NCOs of different
Ben
countries. Kevin Ben of USA too, Denise Ben too, Pratibha.
Africa, Arusha Ben, South Africa, Hima Ben, USA.
Also, Belinda Ben, Belinda too, stand up. Sister Belinda. Meera, Spain, all each NCO. Belinda. There may be many more. So you are representing your country. So you come together. And make plans for service, for future service. And knowing the atmosphere all around. You come together and with each one's suggestions, you discuss, and so that you are able to make the atmosphere powerful. Because when you create a powerful atmosphere, then that also has a very big impact. So in this way service expands, then also the service, the atmosphere of the centers, that also has to be, that also you make powerful by discussing different ways. So whatever plans you make for making the atmosphere powerful of the center or otherwise, it is seen that the expansion is better, and the method you have adopted for that is also very good. And the result, the outcome is definitely coming. It is there. Therefore, the gathering, the power of the gathering does the work. The power of the gathering does many wonders, and it is doing the wonders. In this way you meet each other and you also find new methods of service, new methods for expansion, and in this way you also come closer to one another. So whatever program you have made, Bhaktada likes it very much. And according to the drama, you also get a chance to be in Madhuban together at this time, because you hold your meetings in this atmosphere of Madhuban. So that's good. Also, keep increasing the power of the gathering more and more. Because the army of the Shaktis have to reveal themselves, only then the Father will be revealed. Because the only through the Shaktis and the Pandavas, the Father will be revealed. So first the Shaktis or the Pandavas have to be revealed. But for that, they have to become perfect themselves. Then only the Father will be revealed. from each one's face, the Father will be visible. So much strength there is in a gathering. And Baba liked it very much. All of you also like it very much, don't you? Yes? Yes. Keep increasing this power of the gathering, this make it stronger and stronger, and keep revealing the Father more and more. Congratulations.
Okay.
Majority of them are from Bharat. So first Bharat, some Bharat went abroad to awaken foreign lands, and now foreign lands should awaken Bharat. Foreign lands should awaken Bharat. I mean, foreigners should awaken the people of Bharat. Yes, so majority are from Bharat who went abroad first. So when will you awaken those of Bharat? When will the double foreigners awaken those of Bharat? This IT group can awaken, no? You're having, you're making good connections. Okay, you may sit down. Now the Serve Africa group, please stand up. All those of the Serve Africa group, there are about 40 of them. They have there's the symbol of their country.
Serve Africa group.
Serve Africa. So they have gone into different countries of Africa and have opened centers. So wherever they have opened centers, they have, you know, the sashes they have put on, the names, the sashes on which are the names of different countries of Africa, which they have opened. So those of Africa, Bap Dada congratulates mainly for one thing, that whatever promise you made, that you have fulfilled it well, very well. Actually, they have made a promise that in 2 years' time we will serve all the countries, and they have done that. So Baba is happy about it. The power of the gathering has helped. Has made them help one another, and wherever you have reached, in whichever countries you have reached, and there you have. You are looking for the members of this family. You have worked hard for that. So, and you also adopted good methods for doing service in those new countries. And got success in such a short time. Therefore, congratulations for that too. You have done very good work. You have worked hard. All those who have become instruments, they too do come together, and their gathering is also very strong and are moving forward with that powerful gathering. You also stand up. Yeah. Jayanti Ven, Baba is telling Jayanti Ven to stand up too, because she is also leading in this South Africa group. It's good.
Vapdada
was shown that the Shaktis are instruments, the Pandavas too are instruments. Yes, you have kept a very good record. Okay, very good.
Safalta ki wala to Vapdada.
Vapdada is a garland in you with the garland of success. That physical garland, if you have it, if it's being put around your neck, that you'll have to remove it anyway. But this garland of success, Vapdada, is putting around your neck in the form of blessings, which will be stay imperishable. Therefore, multi-million times congratulations. SML group who did SML in Delhi, ORC, Ken Bhai and others, they conducted the SML group. Sisters and brothers of SML group, please stand up. There were nearly 100 of them.
दिल्ली ओआरसी में इनके एसएमएल की ट्रेनिंग हुई थी
इट इज गुड द मोर यू प्रैक्टिस द मोर चैरिटी यू अर्न to serve others and help them in transformation is a good task, and your charity is accumulated. This charity enables you to receive happiness at the present and the future also. It accumulates for the future as well. The more you serve others, why did you do SML? So that you may teach others, is it not? So you learnt it so that you could teach others. So how much charity you have accumulated. To serve means to accumulate charity. Whatever type of service you do, all these groups, all of you, whatever different types of service you are doing, you are accumulating charity. And increase this charity more and more. This is why you have learned SML, haven't you? You have become clever in it, haven't you? So you have become clever, now you can teach others, can't you? Therefore, to make each one go ahead of one another is also an act of charity. You became instruments and you now can make others instruments. The one who becomes instrument earns a lot of charity. Vapdada is happy. So now whatever you have learned, that you have to teach others and come number one in that, in teaching others. Don't let it remain only to yourself, but make use of it. You have given time for it. You have taken time to of the instrument souls who taught you. Now you have to take it further ahead. Very good. Congratulations. Congratulations. And now Baba will give Yad Pyar. Very good. All those who did not get up in any group, to them also congratulations. Because so today it was the turn of this group, and you also may be in one group. And that turn will also come. So in advance, congratulations. And now, in 1 second, and now in 1 second, whatever stage Baba wants you to stabilize yourself in, you can be set in that stage in a second, can't you? Or will you take time in making efforts for attaining that stage? The practice should be such that you should be able to stabilize yourself in a second, because in the future the time will come, and at that time when you will be ready for receiving the certificate of pass with honors, for that you have to practice right now. Therefore, in a second, whatever stage you wish to stabilize yourself in, you should be able to do it in a second. Are all of you ready? Ready? I was asking, have you become ever ready? And now? In 1 second, Purushottam Sangam Yogi Shrestha Brahman. I am the most elevated Brahmin of the most elevated confluence age. Have this consciousness and stabilize yourself in the stage of being the most elevated Brahmin at the most elevated confluence age. Now, I am an angel. I am double light. I am a double light angel. Now,
Vishwa Kalyankari Van,
become a world benefactor. Through your mind, spread the rays of power to the world. So in this way, during the whole day, within a second, stabilize yourself in any stage you want. So do this experience this throughout the day, because anything will happen all of a sudden. You will not get time. To stabilize yourself, you should be able to do it in a second. In the midst of all the upheaval, you should be able to stabilize in a second. That's the practice you need of a long time, and for that, from time to time, take out time for this, to stabilize yourself in a second. In any stage you want, then you'll be able to control yourself very well. Controlling power and ruling power will grow in you. Okay. Many letters from children everywhere have been received. Many experiences have been received too. Letters of experiences have been received. In return, Bap Dada, Bap Dada blesses from the heart and gives lots and lots of love and remembrance multi million times. Bap Dada is watching how children everywhere are looking at Baba and hearing Baba. Even those who are not able to get the video or not able to see Baba, but at least they are in Baba's remembrance. Everyone's intellect at this time is with Madhuban. Therefore, to all the children everywhere, to each one with their name, love and remembrance. So please accept Yaad Pyar. All of you with your wings of zeal and enthusiasm, are flying. Therefore, to all the elevated souls who with their wings of zeal and enthusiasm are flying, who are always lost in the love of the Father, who are immersed in God's love to all such children. Who are free of labor, who are free of problems, free of obstacles, who are yog yukt, ras yukt, who know the yuktis, the tacts, the different methods. Who in every situation are able to in a second pass in every situation who are able to maintain who are able to become embodiments of all powers to all such master, almighty authority children, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste. Salutations. And to your lovely Dadi also, lots of blessings and Yad Pyar. Dadi ji is listening in Bombay.